The Hastings Raiders boys basketball team is sure on some kind of run. The Raiders have won four straight, including five of their last six, dating back to their win against Prescott in the Hastings Holiday Tournament. The Raiders wiped out Henry Sibley 67-52 at the Fieldhouse live on KDWA Tuesday night. Head coach Chad Fikema of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday to look back at the last week of action, and it's been some great team basketball.
Yeah, we feel really good about how we're playing right now, and I would even dated back to our game with Hudson before Christmas as kind of being the turning point. That was the first game where we came out and felt like, hey, we've played really well in that game. And, you know, Hudson has a really strong team and one of the top teams in Wisconsin, and we had a chance to tie them late, missed two threes in the last 20 seconds. And since that night, we feel like we've played really well. And that's been evidenced here in the last, like you said, five out of the six games that we've won. We've been very competitive, even in the games that we didn't win shortly before that. And you mentioned the Hibbing game on Friday night was a really good effort. One of the top teams in Class 3A in Minnesota, some really talented players on their team, and for us to play as well as we did and make clutch plays down the stretch in that game to get the win was a great effort by our guys.
In all of the games that the Raiders have won that we've had live on KDWA, it seems like the message in the post-game show every single game is team basketball. And as Coach Fikema tells fans, the reason they have to play that way is they have no margin for error.
One of the things we keep talking about with our guys is, you know, we don't feel like we have a lot of margin for error. Like, we can't afford to make a lot of mistakes. And right now, we're just not making a lot of mistakes. You know, defensively, guys are in the right position, and our rotations have been pretty crisp. We spent a lot of time working in practice on those rotations and communicating about where we're going next, and that's made our defense a lot more effective. And we're just kind of executing on offense. And we have different guys that step up at different times and making, you know, big shots and big moments. But at the end of the day, we're not making mistakes in terms of guys missing screens as often or turnovers or whatever the case may be. You know, for us, maintaining that level of focus is really the big key. And even within a single game, you can see if our focus lapses for just a little bit. You know, the game with Henry Sibley, that was a good example of this, where we get off to a really fast start. We lose our focus for just a little bit. We're slightly out of position on defense, and suddenly we give up a run. And like, one of the things we saw in that game was it yo-yoed back and forth a little bit. Like, we'd push it out and get a double-figure lead, and then they would kind of make a run and come back. And a lot of times, what was a big part of that run was us just making a very slight mistake in terms of positioning on defense that allowed them to, you know, split a gap or whatever the case may be and get to the rim. For us, if we can continue to focus on being in the right place and making the right rotations and eliminating mistakes, we put ourselves in a position to win.
We talk about team basketball being so important in the Raiders' wins throughout the year, and that definitely showed up this past Tuesday in their win against Henry Sibley at home. In the Raiders' 67-52 win, the Raiders had three scores in double figures and also two more with 7 points apiece. Put that together with a wonderful defensive effort against Henry Sibley, and that adds up to your 15-point home win in the conference. It was a great win for the blue and gold.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Trey on the boards, and then Trey defensively is a huge asset for us. Whether Trey is scoring or not, he has high-scoring games. He has other games he doesn't score as much, but he's always such a valuable guy to have on the floor for what he does on the defensive side and then what he does on the glass for us as well. And, you know, another guy that's really kind of a glue guy for us is Izzy. I mean, Izzy just does a lot of things well defensively. You know, usually he's matching up with the other team's biggest offensive player. He just does so many little things for us. And, you know, I'll have other games where he scores quite a bit, and we'll have nights where Evan McGinn kind of goes crazy, and other nights where other teams kind of lock him down a little bit. Devin has been another really steady performer. Even on nights where he doesn't score a lot, he does so many other things for us. And Malik brings this energy off the bench, and Jackson, I think, is outstanding in terms of defensive rotation. He just solidifies us on the boards and on the defensive end. And, you know, we've gotten contributions from a lot of different guys. You know, you mentioned Colby can put up 18 points in any given night as well, and sometimes all of that occurs in a half, you know. So we just got a lot of different guys that can add a lot of different things. And I think one of the nice things for our team then is nobody feels pressure to be able to, you know, have to perform something in order for our team to be successful. They know that if, you know, they're not having an on night in a certain area, they've got teammates that are going to pick them up. And that allows guys to play with you know, a little more confidence and a little more freedom.
Tuesday's win against Henry Sibley was great in the conference, but how about the win last Friday at home against highly ranked Hibbing? Hibbing came down to the Fieldhouse as one of the top ranked teams in Class 3A, and it was a fantastic finish, ending with a big three with 2 seconds left from Evan McGinnis. On a Friday night, in front of a big crowd at the Fieldhouse, there's nothing better, according to Coach Fikema.
Yeah, it was a really good win for the way that it ended and also for the quality of opponent that we played. I know our section is a QRF section, and then for us to beat a team like Hibbing with a high QRF score really kind of bumped us up in our section standings, and so that was a big win for us. And, you know, and yeah, just how it ended, too. I mean, you got to give Evan a lot of credit for making the shot in the sense that he was 1-for-8 before he made that one. And so to step up and shoot that ball with as much confidence as he did in that moment is a tremendous area of growth for him. And, you know, a great moment for him, a great moment for our team. As I watched the video of it afterwards, I mean, the best part was watching the reaction of everybody. I had to replay it a number of times just so I could watch the students in the student section. I watched the parents on this side. I watched our bench. I watched the players. I watched you guys at the scorer's table. The reaction is the best part. So much fun for everybody.
Now we shift gears to Friday night's game. And for the last 5 years, it's been one of the biggest nights of the season as we honor folks that have been diagnosed or are battling cancer. It's Coaches versus Cancer as Hastings takes on South St. Paul at 7 p.m. And we'll also have the game live on KDWA if you can't attend. There will be halftime drawings for many prizes, and each and every student will get a free slice of pizza just for attending the game. Coach Fikema on how special Friday night will be.
Yeah, I hope so. I think hopefully we'll have a big crowd, and kind of working with the hockey program here as well on this one. You know, I think we'll make it an even better event, and I mean, obviously it's for a great cause, and you know, a lot of people can, you know, a lot of our players are playing for people from their own families that have had that battle, and you know, it's just a great night for everybody in that sense, and you know, hopefully we have a lot of enthusiasm and be a great night, and South St. Paul gets to participate in it, and you know, hopefully we do our part and play well and make it even more fun for everybody. But it's a special night. It's, I think, year 5 now that we've done it, and it's just been a big hit, and I think a lot of credit goes to Pete Zach for organizing all of this, and it's a great event, and hoping for another great night on Friday.
Raiders host South St. Paul Friday at 7.